All right, if you would, grab your Bibles and turn to Psalms chapter 18. Psalm 18. As you're turning in your Bibles, I had this thought, came up right in the middle of the message this morning, and I'm going to ask it at the beginning here because I was just curious. How many of you use a digital Bible on Sunday mornings? Raise your hand. Okay, a whole lot more than in the first service. How many of you have the written copy of God's Word? Raise your hand. Okay, so has nothing to do with the message. I just got curious this morning, so I thought I would ask that. And either way is good, as long as you got a copy of God's Word and you can follow along, because we are going to look at Psalm 18 together, and I'm going to be breaking it down in different sessions this morning. So you want to keep your Bible open so that you can follow along today. But over the last several weeks, we have been in a series of messages we're just calling Summer in the Psalms. And we're picking out different psalms each week to go through. And we have no order. We have no, there's nothing that ties them together. We're just kind of picking and choosing which ones that we feel like God wants us to share that week as we study together. And so today, again, we're in Psalm 18 as we look at a wonderful psalm of David. And it is a psalm that is really a song of celebration. It is a song of declaration as David is reflecting on what God has done in his life. Now, I hope you understand today that it is a good thing for us to take time to reflect on God's goodness in our life. And it's also a good thing to celebrate that. You believe that today? That's one of the reasons that we come together on Sunday morning. We come together to celebrate what God is doing in our lives together. And David is taking time and he's reflecting on all the good things that God has done for him, and he is celebrating the good thing in his life. Now, I have a question. I asked this question, a similar question, a couple weeks ago, but I want to ask it again as we dive into this. How many of you have ever been through a difficult season in your life? Raise your hand. And how many of you during that difficult season of your life, if you were to be honest, may have questioned, God, where are you in this season? God, are you at work today in that city? God, do you even remember who I am, where I'm at? Do you understand what I'm going through? And the reality is we all have those seasons of life. And sometimes those seasons are very difficult and they're very long. Sometimes they're short, but they're still difficult. They're always difficult seasons. Well, today in Psalm 18, David gives us a powerful testimony and a praise as he reflects on God's unwavering faithfulness and deliverance in David's life after he comes through that difficult season. So he's gone through this difficult season, and in the middle of the difficult season that we'll talk about in just a moment, he comes through that season and now he's on the other side of it. And sometimes it takes us getting on the other side of that difficult season before we're able to really see how God was at work when we were going through the difficult days. Would you agree with that? Sometimes we get on this side and we're looking back going, you were right there. You did remember who I was. You were walking with me through it the whole time. And that's where David is at in this song. So it's a psalm of deliverance, or a song of deliverance, as he gives this powerful testimony. And today through this psalm, we'll be reminded of God's faithfulness and God's goodness. And I pray that we are reminded that God is always with us. Even at times when we don't feel like it, even at times when we can't see his hand moving, we can know that God is always with us. And he is here with us this morning. Aren't you grateful for that today? Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin today. Father, I thank you for this time of studying your word together. God, I know that your word is powerful. Your word is active. Your word will speak to our hearts today. And I pray that we are open to what you have to say to each one of us. God, I pray that you will give me words to speak this morning, that you will speak through me. But God, let your word touch our hearts today. In Christ's name I pray, amen. All right, Psalms chapter 18. As we dive into this psalm this morning, there's a couple things that I want us to consider first, or think about, or to understand. One is that this is one of the longest psalms in the Bible. There's only three other psalms, I believe, that are longer than this one. So it is a long psalm. It's got 50 verses. And yes, we're going to look at all 50 verses this morning, but we're going to move quickly through those 50 verses, all right? So that's why I want you to keep your Bibles open. We're going to look at the verses, and we know that God's Word is important to us, and there's something in His Word for us today. But also what I want you to take a look at today is the opening line or the introduction to this psalm. And if you look at that this morning, it says, "For the choir director, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. He sang this song to the Lord on the day the Lord rescued him from all his enemies and from Saul." And then it says he sang. And then we dive into the psalm. So the introduction is very important here. And by the way, this is one of the longest introductions in the psalm as well. I think there's only one introduction in another psalm that is actually a little bit longer than this one. But it's a long introduction. But the introduction is important for us. He says, "For the song director." So this is a song that is written to be sung. "For the song director, a psalm of David." So we know that David wrote the psalm. "A servant of the Lord, and he sang this song to the Lord." So it's a song that David wrote to sing to the Lord. And when did he do it? He goes on and he says, "On the day the Lord rescued him from all his enemies and from Saul." So it is on the day that David has been rescued, he sings this song to the Lord, a song of declaration, a song of praise, a song of his testimony of how God had worked in his life. And he's singing it to the Lord. So it's a testimony from David, but it's a song that we can sing as well as we reflect back, even on our own lives, of how God has delivered us. As we reflect on all the good things that God has done for us in our life. Has God been good? Is God still good today? Is the God that David sings about the same God that we serve today? The answer to all that is yes. God is so good. And God delivers us. I believe this. One day we're going to stand in heaven and we're going to be able to reflect back. Scripture says at that time all things will be made known. And we're going to be able to reflect back and go, "Wow, God was working even when I didn't even think God was working. God was moving even when I didn't think God was moving." And we're going to understand just how powerful God is and how good He has been in our life. Well, David gives us a little glimpse of that in this psalm. But I want you to notice what he says. It was on the day that he was delivered from his enemies and delivered from Saul. Now, I find that very important because if you'll remember, we talked about this several weeks ago. If you go back into 1 Samuel, you'll see that Saul became very jealous of all of David's successes. And so Saul was out to kill David. And David had to go on the run. He went on the run in the wilderness, had some men that went with him, but he was running for his life. Saul was out to kill him. Now, I don't know about what you think, but if somebody's out to kill me, guess what? They just became my enemy, right? I don't want anything to do with them. They are part of my enemy, but it separates it out. And I believe that's important for us to remember because in the story of David, when he's running from Saul, he had several opportunities to take Saul out. But he wouldn't do it. Why? Because he respected the leadership position that Saul was in, placed there by God. And David understood that that was not his role to take him out. And so now he's saying all of his enemies and Saul, I find that fascinating because David did not consider Saul an enemy. God had respect for the position. He had respect for that king. Where I would have said, "I have no respect." I think this shows the true character of David at this season of his life. This shows the character of David that he is willing to show grace to this man, Saul. And so we have that in the opening, several things that we can gather from the opening. But then it says, and this is the song that he sang. He sang this song. So we're going to dive into the song, psalm this morning. And again, we're going to go rather quickly through it. So hang out with me if you can. We're going to get through these. I'm going to show you five things in the psalm. We're going to break it down into five different areas as we move through this. And the first area that we're going to break it down in is in verses 1 through 3. It is where David declares God's greatness. Look what he says. He says, "I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. David is giving a wonderful description here of who God is. Now keep in mind that David has been going through this difficult season. He's been running for his life. And it is in that very difficult season that he is going through that he begins to truly understand who God is, the character of God. He begins to understand this wonderful God, and he is putting it in song. He is putting it in his words, what he knows himself about God. He's not just trying to come up with nice words that'll flow in the song. He is showing, and we'll see it as he goes through this psalm, of all that God has done for him, who God is to him. He is reflecting on the greatness of God in his life. And he says that, I called out to God. I called out to the Lord, and he saved me from my enemies. Now, at first glance, you may think, well, here's David. He's going through life. You know, we know that Scripture says David is a man after God's own heart. So David finds himself in a difficult situation. He finds himself in a pickle. So he cries out to God and said, God, I need you to save me at this moment. This is a hard time that I'm going through. God, will you save me? And we almost take it that God immediately stepped in and rescued him from that situation. But when you know the story of what David has been going through, you understand that that is not the case. They say that this time in David's life, that he was running from Saul, this season of his life lasted somewhere from 18 months to 7 years. 18 months to 7 years that he was in this difficult season of life. Now keep in mind that that's a pretty big gap, right? We don't know exactly how long it was. But the point is that God didn't immediately step in and rescue. David had to go through this season of his life. Now remember that God called David to be the next king. And it is estimated that David was around 15 years old when God called him to be the next king. But that didn't take place until almost 15 years or somewhere around 15 years later, because it wasn't until he was 30 that he became king. So in this 15 years that he is waiting on God to come through, David is living his life, and it wasn't always pleasant. It wasn't always easy, and we know that because 18 months to possibly half of that 15 years, he is in a deep struggling situation where a king is out to kill him, and the king's army is out to kill him. A very difficult season. And I wonder, as David was going through that time, was there times that maybe he laid his head down at night and said, God, how long is this going to go on? God, how much longer am I going to deal with this? I wonder if there were times during that maybe he laid down at night and thought, do I have to do this again tomorrow? God, will you rescue me? God, will you take me out of this? And we don't know all of that, but I know how it is in my life that when I'm in a difficult situation, those are the kind of prayers that I pray, right? God, where are you? God, how long is this going to go on? God, when are you going to take me out of this? When will you deliver me from this? Because I have prayed and I have asked God to deliver me. But the problem is we pray, we ask God to deliver us, and we want that deliverance to be immediate, right? We want that. But sometimes there's a delay. Sometimes it takes time before God delivers us through that. Can God do it immediately? Absolutely, he can. But God chooses not to do it immediately for different reasons in our life. And I think as we read through this psalm, we are able to see what God was doing in David's life. God is preparing David to be a great leader. And go back and look what he says. He says, you are my strength. You are the one who protects me. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my savior. Notice again, he says, God is my rock. God is that firm foundation. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and he is my place of safety. Do you think David would have truly understood all of that about God had he not gone through that difficult season of his life? The answer would probably be no. Do we believe it? Yeah. Do we talk about it? Sure. But when do we truly believe it? It's after we experience it. And David has been experiencing this in his life. He's been going through this in a season of life. And there may have been times where he questioned, God, where are you? God, do you remember where I'm at? And now he's on the other side and he's looking back. And he goes, this is what I see. That the whole time God was there. God was the one that gave me strength to get up every day. God was the one that gave me strength to walk through that season, through that trial in my life. God was the one who was my rock, who gave me a firm foundation on which I stood. He was my fortress. He was my savior. He was everything that I needed. And yes, it was God that protected me through that time. So he's able to look back and he's able to reflect. Let me share this with you this morning. For some, it will be a reminder. For some, it'll be something new maybe. But it is in the difficult seasons of life that we go through that we are able to see God and who he truly is. And it is in those seasons that we begin to truly understand his attributes. We can talk about them. We can sing about them. But when we live them, that's when we truly begin to understand them. And know this. It was in the difficult places of David's life that he truly learned who God was. And I want to give you this word today. When God is delaying that answer, when you're praying out, God, rescue me, when there is a delay, know this, that with God, there is no delay. But in that delay, that is his wisdom and his timing and action. His wisdom and his timing and action. God knows what he's doing. And listen, God is never late. God is never early. But God is always what? Right on time. He's always right on time. His timing is perfect. And know this, that Scripture tells us that God is working all things together for good. So God is at work in all things. His timing is always perfect. And we can trust him. Now, again, that's easy to sit in church and say, right? We can say it here, we can say it. Yeah, that's so good. We love God. He's there with it. But it's when we're going through those difficult seasons that sometimes it's not as easy to see. But like David, when we get to the end of it, when we're able to look back and reflect on God's goodness and what all God has been doing in our life, how he has walked through us, it is good to celebrate that. You believe that today? Celebration is good, right? Okay. I like celebrations. I like parties. Can you see it one day when we get to heaven and all this becomes so clear to us? I promise you, we won't be sitting in chairs like this all nice and comfortable and toasty going, oh yeah, it's so good. We're going to be celebrating. David is celebrating the goodness of God. We need to celebrate the goodness of God. Second thing I want you to see is that David takes time and he reflects on God's deliverance. We see that in verses 4 through 19. So look with me if you would, beginning in verse 4. He said, the ropes of death entangled me, floods of destruction swept over me, the grave wrapped its ropes around me, death laid a trap in my path. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundations of the mountains shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth from him. He opened the heavens and came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angelic being, he flew, soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiling his approach with dark rain clouds. Thick clouds shielded the brightness around him and rained down hail and burning coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded amid the hail and burning coals. He shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. Great bolts of lightning flashed and they were confused. Then at your command, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen and the foundations of the earth were laid bare. He reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. David is giving a picture here for us of what he sees in God's deliverance. Now, these aren't things that actually took place, but that is the way that he is seeing God's rescue in his life. And if you look back at the beginning of that in verses 4 through 6, he's talking about his distress. He's saying, the ropes of death entangled me. Floods of destruction swept over me. And he's saying here that I felt like I was done. I felt like I was going under. I thought I was drowning. That's the way it felt to me. And I was crying out to God, and God heard me. We got a God who hears us. We got a God who listens to us. We got a God who loves us and is there for us. And David says, he heard me. My cries reached his ears. And then he stepped in. And when God steps in, you know everything changes, right? God steps in. God delivers him. And he gives this description as he reflects on the majesty and the power of God's rescue. David illustrates this immense power of God being like earthquakes, thunder, lightning, and darkness. And God reached down from heaven and rescued him. Look back at verse 16. I don't want you to miss this. Verse 16, it says, he reached down from heaven and rescued me. David has given us a picture here of God hearing his cries, reaching down from heaven to pull him up. Reaching down from heaven to get him out of the floods that were coming over him where he felt like he was drowning. Reaching down to pull the ropes of death off of him. What a beautiful picture we have of a God who loves us. A God who cares for us. And that same God that David gives us an image of reaching down to heaven is the same God that reaches down out of heaven for us. Isn't that a beautiful picture to think about? A God who reaches down. A God who loves us. Who wants to pull us up. And what David is trying to describe here is God's divine intervention in a very powerful way. And that same God that delivered David is the same God that still delivers us today. Then the third thing that I want you to see is David's faithfulness was rewarded. David's faithfulness was rewarded. Start again in verse 20. He says, the Lord rewarded me for doing right. He restored me because of my innocence. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not turned from my God to follow evil. I have followed all his regulations. I have never abandoned his decrees. I am blameless before God. I have kept myself from sin. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He has seen my innocence. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. To the pure, you show yourself pure, but to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You rescue the humble, but you humiliate the proud. You light a lamp for me. The Lord my God lights up my darkness. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale a wall. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. I love it when he says in verse 29, in your strength, I can crush an army. In your strength, my God, I can scale a wall. You know what he's saying? In God's strength, I can do anything. I can do it all through God's strength, God's power, God's strength in our life. Oh, if we could just live that every day, think of the difference that it would make. He says that with God's strength. But what I love here is he's talking about his faithfulness, that he never wavered, that he remained faithful to God. He says, I continued to follow him. I continued to obey him. Now, was it always easy for David to follow God? Again, the answer is no. He's running for his life at part of this season. It's not always easy to follow God. That's not always the easy thing for us to do. So why did he do it? Well, the reason that he did it, he goes on to say, is because God's way is right. God's way is pure. God's way is the best way. The Lord's ways are the way that we should follow. Now, here's what we know about David. This does not always remain true in his life, right? There's a season where David is not living that way, where David steps out. You know the story of David and Bathsheba. He steps out, he commits a great sin, and murder's involved. There's all kinds of things because David was not following that at that season of his life. But what he's saying here is, I look back on this difficult season and I am able to say that I remained faithful. Why did I remain faithful? Because God's ways are the best ways. And here's what I've learned in life. When we are going through difficult situations, it's not true for everybody, but it's true for a lot of us. When we're going through difficult seasons in life, that is the time that we draw closer to God. And the reason that we draw closer to God during that time is because we know that we need God to help see us through that difficult season. Would you agree with that? Just a little testimony today. How many of you have been there? Going through a difficult season and all of a sudden, you know, you're reading your Bible more. You're praying more. You're worshiping more. All the things that we should be doing every day, but now we're doing it a little bit more. Why? Because we know that we need God to see us through this situation. But here's what I've also found true in my life. That I get through that difficult season and now things are going great. Things are going good. And now I'm not praying as much as I once prayed. Now I'm not studying God's word as much as I used to study God's word. Now I'm kind of doing things on my own and not depending on God like I should depend on God. And before I know it, I've taken my eyes off God and I'm putting them on my own successes, the good things that are going on in my life. And now I'm living for myself and everything's going great. And it is at that moment that I stumble and I fall. Why? Because I'm not focused on Him. I'm focused on other things. And when we're not focused on God and we're walking along, we're going to get off the path. And when we get off the path, we're going to trip over something, right? It happens. It happens. And I would bet if all of us were to be honest today, we'd all say, I've been there. That's me. I've been there. David says, as I look back in this season, I have no regrets. I can look back and I can say that I remain faithful to God. I wish I could say that about every area of my life, right? And I promise you, David says now, he wishes he could say that about every area of his life. Following God's ways are the best ways. They're the right ways. And he said, I was faithful. And because of that, I was rewarded. I was rewarded because of my faithfulness. And so David is celebrating that here. And then notice, fourthly, David knew that his victory and his strength came from the Lord. His victory and his strength came from the Lord. Look, beginning in verse 31. He says, for who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? See how many times he's using the rock? God is his solid rock. Who but the Lord is that solid rock? God arms me with strength. He makes my way perfect. He makes me a sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow. You have given me your shield of victory. Your right hand supports me. Your help has made me great. You have made a wide path for my feet to keep them from slipping. I chased my enemies and caught them. I did not stop until they were conquered. I struck them down so they could not get up. They fell beneath my feet. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet. You placed my foot on their necks. I have destroyed all who hated me. They called for help, but no one came to their rescue. They even cried to the Lord, but he refused to answer. I ground them as fine as dust in the wind. I swept them into the gutter like dirt. You gave me victory over my accusers. You appointed me ruler over nations. People I don't even know now serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they submit. Foreign nations cringe before me. They all lose their courage and come trembling from their stronghold. David realizes, and he points it out very well, where his strength and his victory comes from. His victory and his strength come only from the Lord. Through these verses, David acknowledges this strength and this victory that comes from him. How many times do we cry out to God in our lives for help? And God shows up and God does something great. And when we get through, we look back and go, man, I made it through that one. I did so good. I got through that. It's not a bad thing to recognize that we made it through. What's bad is when we think we did it on our own. What David realizes is that I called out for you. I knew I couldn't do it on my own, and you showed up, and you were my strength. You were the one that gave me victory over my enemies. Listen, David was a mighty warrior. David was a powerful warrior. And David says that you are the one that put my enemies down at my feet. You were the one who had the victory through me. You were the one that was doing all the work. I was just there. You were the one that was fighting for me. That's who God is. And David recognized that, and he knew where his victory came from. He realized in verses 31 through 36 that even though he was a great warrior, that it was God who equipped him for battle. It was God who equipped David to face and to overcome his enemies. It was God who gave David the courage to go out and fight those battles. God was the one who gave him his success. And David points out that God was the one that now has those that he doesn't even know serving him. That God was the one that elevated him into that place of leadership. That God was the one that was doing all of this. It is so good for us to recognize that all that we have, all that we do, all the strength that we have, all the victories that we have come from God and from God alone. You say, well, I'm a great business leader. Well, good. Who gave you the ability to do that? God does. Well, I'm great at doing this and that. That's good. Who gives you that ability to be great? It is God who gives that ability. And by the way, the God that gives that ability can also take it away at any time. And he talks about the proud and how he will humble the proud. God will do what he needs to do so that people will know who he is and where our hope and our strength come from. And just as God equipped David and strengthened David and granted David the victory, God does the same thing for us today. And then the fifth thing that I want you to see is this, that David praises God for his deliverance. He praises God for his deliverance. Notice what he says as we move into verse 46. He said, "The Lord lives." The Lord lives. Can we say that together today? The Lord lives. Now, can we say it like we mean it? The Lord lives. God lives. God's alive. And he's at work today, and he wants to work in our lives. And David recognized that, and he says, "The Lord lives. The Lord lives." And then he says, "Praise to my rock. Praise to the one who gives me stability in life, the one who is my foundation. Praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. He is the God who pays back those who harm me. He subdues the nations under me and rescues me from my enemies. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. You save me from violent opponents. For this, O Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing praises to your name. You give great victories to your king. You show unfailing love to your anointed, to David and all his descendants forever." David says, "I am going to sing a great song of praise because of who God is and what God has done for me. I'm going to sing a song of praise because my God lives." Can I tell you something? There's a lot of gods in this world, but there's only one true God that lives. There's only one true God that reigns, and he is the one that is worthy of all of our praise. Not part of our praise, not some of our praise, but all of our praise. And David exalts him, and David lifts him up, and David has a song of testimony, and he says, "This is my God, the one that lives. The one that I follow, the one that I serve, and I'm going to sing my praise." Why? Because he is the God of my salvation, and he deserves to be exalted. Lift him up in praise, and I'm going to sing these songs of praise. He is the God that we need to praise. Oh, I love this. He proclaims who God is, and he rejoices in who God is, and he sings praise of who God is. You know what he's doing? He is celebrating who God is. It is good to celebrate who God is. You're almost getting there. It is good to celebrate who God is. It is good to celebrate all that God has done and what God is continuing to do in our lives. It is good to celebrate what God is doing And David proclaims this: the living God has rescued him. Praise to the rock. Praise to this God of his salvation. I wonder today, is this rock that he is talking about, this God of his salvation, is he the one that is the rock of your life? Is he the God of your salvation? To put it very simply, do you know him as your Lord and Savior? And I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Is he the Lord and Savior of your life? Is he the one who gives you hope, who gives you strength? David recognized this way back. Do we recognize that today? And I want to ask you, is Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life? And if you answer no to that today, I want to ask you a simple question. Why not? Look at the testimony of David. Look at the testimony of others around you. Look at those that live around you that know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Why not? Why not trust him? And today, if he's speaking to your heart, why not open up your life to him and allow him to be your Lord and Savior? Because he truly is the living God, the living Lord, our living Savior. My Lord lives. Now this psalm sets the stage for us today. As we take a moment and we remember and we reflect on the ultimate deliverance that we have received through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Where over 2,000 years ago, God looking at us knowing that our relationship with him has been separated because of sin. That death had its grip on us. That the wages of that sin is death. And God reached down from heaven as he gave us his son to die on the cross for us. To take our death that we deserved. To give us victory through him. So it sets the stage for us as we come to a time and a moment where we celebrate that. We celebrate that deliverance that God has delivered for us. As the body of Christ that was nailed on that cross was broken for us. As his blood that was shed on that cross for salvation and represents the new covenant that we now have through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is a time to reflect. It is a time for us to remember what God has done for us, how God has delivered us, how he truly is our strength. He truly is our rock. He truly is our fortress. He truly is our shield. We're here to remember who he is, and in this remembrance that we celebrate all that God has done for us. The imagery that David gives us in this psalm of God as our rescuer is fully realized today in Jesus Christ. And that's why we come to a time where we remember and we celebrate what he has done. So in a moment, these elements will be passed out. And as you hold them for a few moments before we take them together, take that bread and remember the body of Christ that was broken for you and for me. How he took my place in your place on that cross. Died for our sins as the perfect sacrifice so that our relationship with the Father could be restored simply by placing our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. As you hold the cup with juice in it, remember his blood that was shed for us, his blood that was poured out, and through that we have salvation and we have the new covenant with him. We will reflect on that today. And then let us celebrate how good our God is. He is a good God, a loving God that cares for each one of us. And you may be here today and you may be thinking, I don't know that anybody cares for me. Let me tell you, we care for you, but nobody cares for you like God does. He cares for you so much that he gave his one and only son to die for you. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this reminder through this psalm of your goodness, of your grace, of your love, of your power, your strength, everything that you offer us. And God, I know in this place today that there's going to be someone here who maybe they're going through one of the darkest seasons of their life. God, help them to see your hand that's moving. God, help them to remember and realize that you are there with them. And God, I know that today also there's probably some here that have just come out of a difficult season. God, may they be reminded today. Maybe they can look back today and see ways that you were working that they were not able to see before. God, also know that some here were getting ready to go into a difficult season. And may we hide this truth in our heart, that when we're going through those difficult days, that we know and we remember that you're there and that you're always at work and that you give us the strength that we need to make it through each day. God, I thank you for this time that we can celebrate communion together, this time that we will reflect on what Christ has done for us, that we reflect on his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And God, I pray that you just use this as a sweet time of remembrance for us. God, you would help us to use this time to reflect on you and your wonderful love for us. So God, would you just speak to our hearts during this time as we reflect on your goodness and your love. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.